You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Colin Wilson, Big Bets on Capitals, will join us 20 minutes from now talking Major League Baseball for this upcoming season. Talk some Sweet 16 rounds as well. He's an Arkansas alum. I'm sure he likes Arkansas against UConn.
Maybe he's going to Vegas. Find out. I think he's going to Vegas for the games, too.
That's unfortunate. Well, because they're playing in Vegas.
Because the regionals in Vegas.
Colin.
Yeah,
seeing
the regionals
Colin
at T-Mobile.
Would be fun. Have you ever met Colin? I would like to meet Colin.
No, never met him before. I feel like it would be a fun experience.
It would be great.
I want to ask him who he bet to win the Heisman.
I'm sure he would tell us off the air. I just feel like probably doesn't want to say it on the air.
I'm sure he would if I got up the courage to ask or like felt compelled to ask. But it's like, yeah, he doesn't want to tell me. You bet you will you win a bet. I'll bet what I want to bet. Hope we both win.
Just like we'll do this later in the show because this isn't big enough for us to like break in with now. But I do just want to say this. So the Jets before the show started signed Mecole Hardman away from Kansas City. Like I understand that like Mecole Hardman has trouble like catching the football. Like he hasn't like kind of achieved the potential that many thought he would.
Not necessarily
but he's
good
also,
at receiving per se.
but he's also insanely fast and like that. Yeah. That's a good combination with Aaron Rodgers, right? So you like that signing. The Jets add a receiver and then trade one, trading Elijah Moore to the Cleveland Browns. I'll tell you what, like that's a great. I don't want to say it's a great trade because I guess like Moore hasn't been great. I think he's awesome. And like the fantasy football community, who I actually think is really smart, kind of, I think we all kind of like Elijah Moore, needed a change of scenery. The Browns traded pick 42. So an early second round pick for Elijah Moore, and then a third round pick from the Jets. So an interesting trade there, another weapon for Deshaun Watson in Cleveland, and the Jets adding Mecole Hardman eventually for when Aaron Rodgers becomes the quarterback. We'll do a little NFL a little later in the show. We'll also go through who's going to win the national championship next hour here on this wonderful Wednesday. But a little NBA off of last night. Where, Ken, the big news, the Clippers, they lose to the Thunder 101-100. Great job by you. Great job by guests on our show with the Thunder bet last night. Not only do they cover the 7, but they win outright. But the news coming out of the game, Paul George with a right leg injury for about almost 5 minutes left to go in the game, goes up for a rebound, comes down on like Lou Dort's foot, lays on the ground for a while. Unable to put any weight on his leg. After the game, Clippers are like, well, we don't know how long he's going to be out for. We do have some news, courtesy of ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Paul George is going to be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks with what's being called a right knee sprain. There are some like Twitter sports doctors, and that sounds like I'm saying it derisively. I'm not. I don't know anything about this stuff, but a lot of them are saying, and take this for what it's worth, it may be nothing, or they may be right, that it's going to be difficult for Paul George to come back this season. I'm not saying that's definite, just that all the doctors that you see that people will cite on sports media, on Twitter, are kind of all saying like this could be a difficult injury for George to come back from. Ken, I know you didn't like the Clippers anyway, but I guess
sure didn't.
It kind of sinks them, even for people that probably did like them, if they're not going to have their second best player.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I feel like with the NBA title and like teams, because like what markets are we talking about, right? Like the division's done, the Kings are going to win. Congratulations to Sacramento. I guess that's like, it's possible that they like still, I mean, what's Phoenix 4.5 with 11 to play? That just seems really unlikely. So, okay, division, that doesn't matter there. The Clippers were always going to come in third or worse in the division. There was a market open earlier. Rick Camp, who obviously comes on our show all the time, was texting me earlier today that a bunch of places didn't pull Clippers playoffs right away, and that they were like 8-1 or 9-1 to miss the 8-team playoff field, which obviously is a valuable bet because that's now 3-1 at the places that are offering those bets. So that market has been adjusted. Like if you see that, don't be like, oh, well, like they don't know Paul George's outlet. No, they do. It was 8-1 and now it's 3-1. So like the adjustment has been made. Doesn't mean you still can't bet it. Maybe like you think it's actually more impactful. they're more likely to miss. They're in the five seed, the five spot right now. And for them to fall into the play-in is a game and a half. And for them to fall out of the tournament completely is 2.5 games to the Lakers and the Pelicans. Just like the continued hodgepodge of the Western Conference. That's pretty crazy. So, like, you know, look, they have 9 games left. Non-zero chance. And they play the Thunder again. And Shea's going to play in the game in a couple days. They play tomorrow, actually. And so it's kind of interesting. And then the best part is SGA is not going to play. He's going to play against the Clippers. So, like, more likely to win that game. And then it's the second night of a back-to-back. They play the Lakers, who are chasing the Clippers. And SGA is going to sit that because it's the second night of a back-to-back. So they're like, the Thunder are taking a win away from the Clippers and then giving it to the Lakers by resting SGA. It's kind of like a funny dynamic. So I think there's a chance they miss. But also, like, the Jazz are still in this. The Timberwolves are still in this. The Thunder are still in this. I think they have 3 back-to-backs left for SGA to miss, and they'll lose all 3 probably. So I don't think 3-1 is a great bet. So it's kind of like, what are we betting? Like, what are we doing? And it's kind of like, all right, well, like, if he comes back for the playoffs, what? Like, what is that? Title? Conference? We don't know the opponent yet. It's like an impactful injury that has no betting ramifications once the playoff odds get adjusted, basically. So it really matters, but it matters in, like, a basketball sense, just not really in a gambling sense once that one market was adjusted.
So let's just say, I know it's not apples to apples, but, like, Jaylen Brown gets hurt. And, like, the Celtics' second best player isn't there. Let's just say that happens, right? And I think we would feel confident that at the very least, maybe the Celtics wouldn't make a deep run. Again, it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but that Jason Tatum would, like, go all out to try and, even if they're down, like, 3-0 in the series, whatever the series is, Tatum's going to go all out to try and make it happen and try and win the game, try to extend it, try to get his team farther in the playoffs. I just get the sense, this is my opinion, maybe people agree or disagree, that if the going gets tough, Kawhi Leonard's going to San Diego. Kawhi's going home. That's going to be like,
you know what?
One, two, three, Cancun. Not 1, 2, 3 games. We win in 4th game 7. 1, 2, 3. Right. See you in Acapulco. I'm out of here. I don't get the sense that Kawhi cares. Like, has it just shown us that since Toronto? Like, this team's a toast, man. And I don't know if anyone really wants to make an argument to the contrary, but I'm just saying, like,
Basketball,
how can you still like them at this point now?
That's just basketball, not betting, right? Like, I think you might be right. It's just like, there's no way to take advantage of that opinion. Cause, like, if they don't play Sacramento in the first round, they're playing Phoenix, Memphis, or Denver. You don't think Phoenix, Memphis, and Denver are favored in that series? And all 3 of them will have home court advantage. So it's like,
if they play the Paul George-less Clippers.
So if Paul George doesn't play and they play the Kings, probably like Kings small favorite.
What would you do?
Nothing. I have no opinion on the series. I hate both teams. So, but like,
light the beam.
When I say like, so all 4 would be favored, but I mean like Suns host the series and Durant's back. I mean, but Suns -800, something. I mean, -1,000, not bettable. Like, I mean, just something like that. It's just, it's kind of where you're at there. So, I don't think there's a way to take advantage of it. When we get to the playoffs, we know the matchups and we know Paul George's health. We can kind of go through it, but just there's so few games in the regular season, not really a market to take advantage of. This was a team I was like dead fading in conference and title markets anyway.
You better hear with Nick and Ken. It is a wonderful Wednesday. We're talking the NBA off of last night. Paul George's injury going to be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. A knee sprain for Paul George. The Clippers right now at BetMGM 13-1 to win the NBA title, +450 to win the West. Just like good luck with all of these bets. We've got like a whole hodgepodge of other NBA topics to hit, Ken. I can kind of put these out there for consideration. Ja expected to return tonight for the Memphis Grizzlies. Karl Anthony Towns expected to return for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Jalen Williams tosses up a 28-3 for the Thunder in their win last night over the Clippers. And then Paolo Banchero comes up with an 18-9-8, almost a triple-double as the Magic beat the Wizards. So just if you think, hey, Jalen Williams making inroads on Rookie of the Year, here's a near triple-double from Paolo Banchero to kind of shut the door on that, at least for now. I think we're going to get the Heat and Sixers in round one. So a lot of potential NBA topics for us to hit. What tickles your fancy the most here?
But I mean, like John Towns, we can probably do when they actually return, right? Like when Ja comes back tonight, maybe we do that tomorrow. Towns will come back at some point. Who cares? I think would probably be the right approach. Kind of like Paul George. They're like, what am I betting? Like, tell me what I'm betting. It's like, oh, well, Ja comes back. Be like, okay. Like, I'm betting the Grizzlies to win the title. Like, no. Okay. Conference. No, not really. They're like still pretty rated pretty well. Okay, the end. Again, really, really interesting basketball things. the rookie of the year thing, just because, like, I know, like, a lot of people have started talking about Jalen Williams, and they're not wrong. This, like, falls very much to me under the category of, like, bets that could age well that can never win. Like, okay, he's, like, 25-1. It's like, I guess you could go to, like, 10 or, like, 12 and then lose. Okay, like, neat. Okay. So, like, people are thinking the right way. Like, what is a price that is likely to improve? NBA Rookie of the Year is insanely historically skewed towards top six picks in the drafts and, like, big names. The only times that somebody doesn't win that's not one of those is if the big name, like, got hurt or didn't play or had some kind of, like, weird cosmic series of events. Otherwise, it's like a 1-6 player literally every single time. And Banchero is the number one pick in the draft, and he's awesome. I just, like, I don't see it unless, like, so I'll be honest, like, I don't see it. I think it's 0%. I think even if Banchero got hurt, like, tonight, I think it's done. Maybe not, but that's just my opinion, just based on the history of the award. Jalen Williams is an awesome player, though. Like, good job Thunder having him, and, like, that's really cool for their nucleus. I just, like, don't see a bet here at all. Because even if Jalen Williams improves in value, like, you can't come back and bet Banchero ever to make any money. There's no equity in the bet whatsoever. So you have to bet Jalen Williams thinking he can actually win the award. That's not going to happen. So, like, you're going to make a bet because the guy has to win for you to get equity out. What a bad reason to make a bet. So that's kind of that. And then, like, I think I went through, like, most stuff. Well, the Heat stuff. How about the Celtics for a second? You want to do the Celtics for, like, a minute?
Sure. Because they beat the Kings last night. 132-109. Shout out to us. Well, really, shout out to you, Wagertainment, tonight. Great call by you at the Celtics and the Tatum over. Now a game up on the Sixers in the Atlantic. Philly does have two games in hand. We've talked about this over the course of the week.
Yeah, just we're going to get to a really weird place at the start of the playoffs. And a lot of people have talked about this, how wide open the title race feels this year, how wide open the conference races feel to a certain extent. I think a lot of people like Milwaukee, and after that, everyone's like shrug emoji in both conferences. And so maybe that means we get a really weird Western finalist. Maybe we get a weird champion. The NBA is the sport that never gives us weird champions, basically ever. It's like the most predictable sport. The regular season is insanely predictive of who wins the title. You have to be awesome at all of these different things historically to even have a chance to win the title. And, like, we're getting really close to starting the playoffs and, like, no one checking every box. No one, not even Milwaukee. It's, like, really bizarre. And the team that comes the closest, there are two, are Boston and Cleveland, which is, like, very funny because I don't think people would bet either of them over Milwaukee. And Milwaukee's really close. They're just, like, not quite there yet in a couple things, and we're running out of games. So it's just, like, we don't have to do a lot on this now. The segment's almost done. But just, like, when we get to the start of the playoffs, we may literally start and be like, oh, well, who checks all the historical boxes? No one. Okay, now what? It's like, that might be on the horizon.
Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron James? No, it's Donovan Mitchell. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. Colin Wilson kicks it off, talking baseball, talking college hoops.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.